Every band in the 80s was doing it. Heard the Clash themselves from their second album, Give Enough Rope. Cheapskate. And both those were produced by Sandy Pearlman. Quite a quirky character. And I got to watch Sandy Pearlman work once. He was working with a French band called Shaken Street. After the Clash had recorded, people sort of flocked to him, and this French band came over. And I watched the most tedious exercise in recording ever. Finally, the singer, Fabian, said, I hate this song now. So that's how tedious it was. But made good records. Those two are fantastic. Sonic Youth from their album Dirty, you heard Sugar Cane, another one I haven't played for a long time. And just reminds me, there's so much music out there. And it's sort of embedded in my head. I don't sit around listening to this stuff nonstop all day because I have to do other things, create my own music and write and stuff. And sometimes I need a quiet. But when I pull up those old records, they just blossom in my head. I remember them very well. And that was one of them. Nice flashback there. The Nomads themselves, they covered that Blister Cult song up there at the top themselves. I think they put it out as a Screaming Disbusters or something. You heard, I don't know, I Don't Care from their Power Strip album, an album they did in Seattle with Scott McCoy and Conrad Uno, and it's a good one. What else was that there? Humble Pie from their debut album. You heard Bang, and that sounded pretty good. And that you have to get an original English one. I hate to say they screwed up the American one. You know, it was that double album with the first two Humble Pie albums, which was a great idea, but they swapped one song out and ruined the flow of the record, I believe. So if you didn't buy them when they came out, you're probably out of luck. Though there's all kinds of sort of gray market Humble Pie records to be found, but the real ones, that's what you want. It's probably too late for that, way too late. And finish up with Love from their debut, you heard, and more. 402. Sun's coming out a little bit. That's encouraging. And the temperature's gone up a little bit, so get ready for the weekend, because it's going to happen. So at this point, I'm going to tell you, this is KGLT Bozeman 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA Bozeman 97.1 FM, K220KD Big Sky 91.9 FM, K208BX Livingston 89.5 FM, K296CF Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. And shout out to all the people who've logged on or listening. I know you're out there. I can't see it. Some stations you can actually see how many and who's on the stream. We don't have that functionality here. Someday, they're working on it. I had a nice long talk with one of our engineers, and they're looking for towards the future, which is really fantastic for KGLT, because I've been here since 81, when we were downstairs and at the bottom of the stairs in the sub and a little on that corner. You probably don't remember it, but we had a fishbowl studio where you could see us if you're walking up and down those north side stairs of the sub, and it was small and dusty. And now we have a nice facility, envy of a lot of my friends who are DJs as well. And there's always room for improvement, and that's what the current manager at KGLT is striving for. And can't thank him enough, and can't thank you guys enough for supporting KGLT and making it worthwhile to get involved and upgrade and expand. You'll see the fruits of that over the next couple of years. And I'll be here all that time, as long as I can get up here. Might need somebody to drag my records up for me in a few years, but I'll be up here. Okay. General underwriters today include Harvest Solar, locally owned solar electric company, providing complete system design and installation, electric car charging systems, and emergency backup power. Tax incentive and integration consulting also available. On the web at harvestsolarmt.com or phone 570-8844. Harvest Solar, as sure as the sun will rise. And Happy Trash Can, weekly curbside food scrap pickup for home, business, and events, servicing Bozeman, Belgrade, and beyond. Subscription is available online at happytrashcan.net. Okay. Okay. I do. I'm ready to go. I have queued up a record. Got a little stack here for the next set. Just keep it moving. I'm feeling lively today.
somebody help me, 'cause I'm afraid. We must have known that what we did was so wrong. We must have known that what we did was wrong.
Out of the fire. That's Tempest from their second album, Living in Fury, her Funeral Empire. Great power trio by that point, with Ollie Hassel on guitar, the legendary Ollie Hassel, and John Heisman on drums, fantastic jazz drummer. Sorry for the Pretenders, Radio Birdman from their last studio album, Zeno Beach, you heard Locked Up. Young Fresh Fellows from way back, Low Beat. You got Right Now, and finish up with Tempest, and nearly played Procol Harum. I'm not sure what happened to that disc. I'm going to have to go home and check it or replace it. Dang it all, that happens sometimes. Drives me crazy. Oh, before I forget, the 3 o'clock hour, and we're jumping ahead, jumping back. The 3 o'clock hour on Friday afternoons is underwritten in part by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman, on campus at College and 11, and on the north side at Rosson Oak, serving sustainably sourced coffee, fresh pastries, and quick lunch and breakfast options for over 25 years. Learn more at dailycoffeebar.com. Okay, can't forget that. And I tried pretty hard to forget it. Let me tell you something important, and I have more music, I promise.
The Bozeman Folklore Society invites you to Contra Dances at Bozeman's Senior Center, 807 North Tracy Avenue, across from the fairgrounds. All ages, no partner or experience necessary. All dances are taught and called to live music with friendly, welcoming dancers. Everybody is welcome. Dances start with a beginner's workshop at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, January 11th. Music by the WMDs, calling by Robin Lauster. The BFS website has schedules and details at bozemanfolklore.org or the Bozeman Folklore Society on Facebook.
Yes. Okay. I'm back here. Oh. Okay. I can do that. I was in upstate New York for a week, and some friends invited us up to visit them at their farm, which is really nice to get taken care of. Our friends come through here often and park their RV in our driveway for a few days, so they offered to return the favor, and we're gracious hosts. Drove us all around the area. We were in near Watkins Glen, which I had no idea. I knew there was a big rock festival there, but I didn't realize there was actually a Watkins Glen, which is one of the most spectacular parks I've ever visited. I think I took about 250 pictures as I was sifting through them last night. I realized just stunning and a beautiful day. It's a nice sunny day with the bright colors and stuff. And that area is the industry's decline. There's still a lot of farming, and it's all full of wineries. There's because of the lakes, there's a ideal weather for growing grapes. So the lakes are lined with vineyards, and a lot of wine's really good. We sampled some, stopped at some wineries and tasted and bought some bottles. You know, we don't get that wine here. We get Northwest wine, but we sure don't get New York wine here in Bozeman. And it was tasty. But and then people said, well, it's a fall, great time to go there. And things were just changing. So we saw over the week the trees change and drove around a lot up to Seneca Falls and Ithaca and around. Just a whole different world than what I'm used to. Awfully rural, though. Honestly, I couldn't live there. It's beautiful. It'd be cheap to live there, but there's no sushi. What do you do? There's no live music. What do you do? I guess you sit in the farm and count the muskrats. So anyway, I had a good time, and I did get to stop at a record store, so I'm going to play a couple of fruits of my efforts. I went to a store called Angry Mom, and it came recommended that somebody pointed out the price was a little high. They were priced fairly. The bargains were the beaters, and the ones you paid the real price for were usually in really nice shape. And a very friendly guy working there at the counter was impressed by the stack of records I put in front of him and cut me a small deal, which I appreciate. And I have to limit myself. I could have bought about twice as much, but I have to carry it home. I mailed it home, but I like to limit myself. And if it doesn't fit my record bag, it doesn't travel. So this is one I haven't seen around for a while. And, you know, a lot of these artists, that 60s artists, their careers have been reduced to two or three songs. You know, maybe they were you heard a song in the Blues Brothers or something, you know. But that's it. And even if you get a greatest hits, that's 10 or 12 songs. But if digging into this album, I just realized what a nice, deep catalog they have. I can't say I've ever heard this song before. This is Sam and Dave.
Ooh. time I kiss you, child, it tastes like a pork and beans. And even though you're wearing those city by the high heel, I can tell by your giant step you've been walking through the cotton.
deprived. I'll finish up that set with an obscure but apparently a desirable record by Tory Legend, a cover of a song called No Good to Cry, originally written by L. Anderson, who later joined NRBQ. It's written for his band Wild Weed, and a single, and their version is snazzy too. I could have played both of them back to back. They're both that good. That was a surprise, sort of beat copy, not the $150 mint Northern Soul copy that John Hunter would be coveting, just an ordinary player. Nice. See, you got to come out to the record fair, the KGLT record fairs, because you're going to find stuff like that. You just have to get your nose in the boxes and know what you're looking for, or at least get excited about obscure labels like I do. Start off with Sam and Dave from Double Dynamite. You heard I Said I Wasn't Going to Tell, and that's a nice one. Now, on Stax, too, before they moved over to Atlantic. Howard Tate from his album Howard Tate. I think from 71 or so. You heard She's a Burglar. Great soul singer who just never cracked it. He had an album out in the late 60s that I've played here on this show. That's really great. You might know his name if you own Jimi Hendrix Band of Gypsies. They cover Stop on that record, don't they? I think that's one. He had a little bit of revival, but tragically sort of his life ended without a whole lot of recognition, except for a few people. And I was late to the game. I only heard about him 2 or 3 years ago, even though I'd seen the record for years and years. Great stuff. Not all the great records are the ones that were the hits. And there's some bubbling under ones that are definitely worth checking out. Where are the Coasters? From a dubious double CD called 34 Massive Hits. You heard their version of Down Home Girl. And a few weeks back when Jim Dixon was here from Australia, we compared versions of that. There's three of them. And, now I've forgotten the guy's name. The original version was recorded in 64. The Rolling Stones, or 63 or so. Stones did it in 64. And then the Coasters came back and did it, I think, in 68. And all three versions have different lyrics. Weird. That was a surprise to me. There's the Stones dropped the verse, and this Coasters version has a whole new set of lyrics. Amazing. Just a fantastic song. One of those all-time fave songs of mine. And those are the three big versions. Now, why did I forget that guy's name? I probably won't be able to pull it up. Alvin Robinson, he did the original. It's a Lieber and Stoller song, so you know it's a good one. And I'm not sure if they did the revisions or if there's just a lot of lyrics and people cherry-picked the ones they wanted. But there you go. Otis Redding from his album Pain in My Heart. You heard Something is Worrying Me. That's another deep album track. I honestly say I didn't know, but I thought I'd find something different. And you got that one. Elvis Costello from his soul album, Get Happy. You heard Temptation. And apparently Elvis and the Attractions went down to the record shop. What's that one called in Camden Town? It's associated with Big Beat Records, Ted Carroll's place, and bought a bunch of old records and listened to them all and sort of rewrote them. So that Temptation, it's definitely borrowed from Booker T and the MGs. Not a bad place to be stealing from. And finishing off with Tory Legend. Getting us to a quarter till the hour of 5. Quick stop here to tell you this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopstone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Bozeman's original tasting room on the Northeast neighborhood at 504 North Broadway, open 7 days a week. And
Gallatin Refugee Connections, in support of the International Rescue Committee and Soft Landing, will hold its third annual household goods drive to support refugee families in Missoula. Welcome Kit Assembly will be Saturday, November 2nd at the Fork and Spoon Restaurant at 302 North 7th in Bozeman from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Details about drop-off sites, items needed, and more are on Facebook at Gallatin Refugee Connections or by phone at 209-0971.
Can I continue? Yeah, I've got some records. I gotta get moving here. This one, I have to thank Matt Pucci for pointing this one out for me, and I'm going to play it.
Treasure. Dubs